Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Fantasy football, though, with Paul Charchian, who's been doing this with us since we started the show and going back before us as well. One of the best in the business when it comes to fantasy football. And he's brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. All right, Charch, good to have you back, man. Joe Flacco, a little banged up, I know, but he's been sneaky in fantasy football.
He's been really shockingly good. By the way, we go back to Henry Lake.
Yeah.
John Hansen. Yeah, the old days. Yeah, absolutely. Just talked to both of those guys recently, too.
Good dudes.
Yeah, we love them. Flacco's been a top 10 fantasy quarterback since his trade to Cincinnati, which is amazing. You mentioned shoulder injury. He says he wants to play through it. We'll see how this shapes up during the week. But if he goes, he may be facing a Bears secondary this weekend, missing all three starting cornerbacks. They're going to miss two for sure. And then there are two of them on IR. Tyreek Stevenson's status still up in the air. What he's done with Ja'Marr Chase has been historic. 42 targets the past 2 weeks. That is an NFL record for consecutive game targets. Would you care to guess Alex Cody, whose record he broke, had 40 targets in two games?
I would have said somebody like Puka or something, but I don't know.
Yeah, that would have been my guess.
That would have been a good guess, actually. Brandon Marshall, which was not
Brandon
on my
Marshall.
Radar.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, Brandon Marshall, sure. All right, why not? Ja'Marr Chase. So potentially, it's amazing. If you ever, in a endless series of demonstrations why the quarterback position is so important.
When you look
go ahead. We absolutely love Joe Flacco in this offense, but all you have to do is take Joe Flacco out of this Cincinnati offense and, you know, put Jake Browning in, and now all of a sudden it feels like a Bears win, and you don't feel good about starting T. Higgins anymore, and, you know, even Ja'Marr Chase gets, you'd start him, but you're not sure. But with Joe Flacco, it's green light for everybody.
What about at the running back spot? Look, Charge, I'm hurt kind of across the league, so that happens sometimes, yeah. And you just suffer through it. We all enjoyed picking up Rico Dowdle. Then they did the one game where they, like, did half-to-half, and Dowdle was still the better running back. Hubbard got all the money, and I think that the team itself doesn't know what to do. Are we starting both guys? Are we just benching Hubbard? Do we trade him? Like, do we just stash him as a handcuff in case something happens with Dowdle if you happen to have both?
Sure. Try to for Hubbard. They announced Rico as the starter.
Yeah.
So good for them. They're putting it's merit based. You know, Dowdle's been great. Over the last month, he's averaging 7 yards per carry. You can't bench that when you're the Carolina Panthers. I mean, you need that. So they did. They got the right guy in. I'm not saying Rico Dowdle's so good that he's never going to give up that job. But if I've got Chuba Hubbard, I'm going to try to trade him for anything. And if I can't trade him, I'm just going to drop him. I don't need the handcuff runner on the sixth worst scoring offense. And Hubbard just hasn't looked good. I mean, it was a great story last year. He looked way better last year. And I don't know if he's played hurt all season, what his deal is. But it's Rico Dowdle's job now. And I think all that Chuba Hubbard's doing on your roster is burning a spot. There are way better handcuffs out there. I'd let him go.
Somebody that has been disappointing, to say the least, in his sophomore year is down in Jacksonville. That's Brian Thomas Jr. There was even some trade noise out there. I on one of the guillotine leagues I'm in, he was available pretty cheap. I still picked him up, but I'm not starting him. Where are we at with Brian Thomas in fantasy football?
Can't start him. Now, they're coming up by this week, but a reminder, 2 weeks ago, last Jaguars game, Travis Hunter got the big uptick, and his usage was surging, and he made good on that. Meanwhile, Brian Thomas has 6 drops this year. His drop percentage is 18%. I mean, imagine 1 out of 5 balls is thrown accurately at you and you don't catch them in the NFL. That is staggeringly bad. We don't know the full story on Thomas. We know he's been dinged up with a variety of small injuries, but not enough that he hasn't been on the field. And it's not come together. And now Travis Hunter may well be the go-to receiver in that offense. And it would take a lot for the Jags to trade him, although there is talk out there and Leon Cohen says he's not going to be traded, but coaches lie all the time. So maybe it will be. The way this is shaped up, looking at Brian Thomas, the body language, he looks disinterested, the dropped passes, it's not dialed in. The kid was so good last year. And there aren't that many examples that I can think of, or even really any, of a player who looked as good as he did in the second half of last year and then just rolled into the next season and just played dead. But that's what we've got out of Brian Thomas right now.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, there's been a couple of receivers this year that, like, were monster fantasy players last year. And look, that's the way fantasy works sometimes. You draft Chase Brown and you should have had J.K. Dobbins the entire time, you know? and I guess that's one of those guys that I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop. Are we just locked in? J.K. Dobbins, good the rest of the way. I know Harvey had 2 touchdowns, but unless he gets hurt, J.K. Dobbins is going to be the lead back.
J.K. Dobbins is the lead back. Harvey has done almost all his damage has been, and by that I mean like 2 good games. It's been garbage time of blowouts. And that's probably not coming in this epic matchup. It's a great matchup coming up. Broncos-Texans, arguably the 2 best defenses in the NFL, and I think unarguably the 2 best pass defenses in the NFL. I mean, these are fantastic teams that, and both of them have had pretty easy matchups lately, so their offenses have been rolling, and now they get the exact opposite. So we've got some really fun, difficult matchups for Broncos-Texans, including J.K. Dobbins. I mean, the way you beat the Texans is on the ground, but they've been really good there too. But Dobbins has been great. As for Chase Brown, because you alluded him, and I just want to segue for a minute. I was very high on him going into the season. If Joe Burrow had stayed the quarterback, he would have been really good, just like he's been with Joe Flacco. It's all about quarterback. And, you know, as long as Joe Flacco's there, Chase Brown remains a totally viable fantasy asset.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Joe Flacco made everyone on the Bengals startable again. Like, there wasn't a single Bengal I wanted to play there for a long time, and then apparently it was just Jake Browning stinks.
And how about this other angle as well, Cody? He was quarterback 28 through 5 starts with Cleveland. 28, fantasy quarterback 28, and then he goes to the Bengals, he's fantasy quarterback 9. I love Kevin Stefanski. I think he is a good coach, and maybe it's just because it's Jerry Jeudy and Isaiah Bond instead of Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, but the fact that the Browns got so little out of Joe Flacco, who clearly still had plenty in the tank and plenty to give, it's kind of an indictment for Kevin Stefanski.
Charge, I would put this more on Atlanta's offensive coordinator, but Bijan didn't do anything against the Dolphins last week. I just thought it was a bad game plan and the way they used him after using him incredibly the week before. So who the hell knows? Are we expecting a big game from Derrick Henry tonight? You know, Thursday night football, or, you know, Keaton Mitchell, whoever, you know?
Well, yeah, Keaton, he's a little bit on radar right now. Henry, so it's Baltimore and Miami tonight. Miami had that big game, as you alluded to, against Bijan. I agree completely. I think that was all on the Falcons. Kirk Cousins looked feeble. We probably see Miami revert to form. Every single game for Miami's run defense before Bijan last week, they'd allowed the top runner to either score a touchdown or top 98 yards, or do both in every game all year.
That's not great. So, well, it's great for fantasy.
It is great for fantasy. And Derrick Henry, you know, you were going to start him anyway. But if you're John Harbaugh, you'd love to ease in Lamar Jackson back onto the field. He missed 3 games of the hamstring injury. It's a short week. I mean, if they can get away with not running Lamar Jackson a lot, that would be great. They can get away with not having him pass. And they will do this sometimes where they'll just run Henry and Lamar Jackson will throw 21 passes. And that might be what we see coming tonight if they can get Henry going.
Tua is coming off a 4-touchdown game. What are we thinking there at this point in time with Tua and his performance last week?
He's been all over the place. Some great games, some terrible games for Tua. We're only 2 weeks removed from having an awful game.
But Baltimore's defense been susceptible. That always is tempting.
It has. Now, here's the difference, though. So Baltimore's pass defense was awful through the first 5 weeks of the season. But they were also missing almost their entire secondary. And then they go and bye. Last week, they come back healthy, and they put Caleb Williams in a grinder last week. This Ravens team is back to being healthy on defense, and I don't think this Tua matchup is nearly as good as it looks like on paper when you look at the stats from everything the Ravens are giving up when they were missing all three starting cornerbacks and Kyle Hamilton was hurt. Now they're all back, and I think the Ravens go back to being a much, much better defense.
I'll give our Twitch chat credit. They said, "Oh, convenient. The FBI starts investigating point shaving, and all of a sudden Tua's good again." You know, just trying to immediately give him credit. I was like, have you not watched that man? He's an inconsistent quarterback.
Yes. I love, man, your team, the Chiefs, every call that goes for the other team, you guys, it's just social media lights up. So you're living it every day.
Yeah.
Is it frustrating for you guys to see all the chatter from the perceived advantages that referees give the Chiefs?
I mean, my problem is that, Charge, now it's turned into plays that we know were penalties. Like, they spun around and threw Mahomes, and I'm like, they don't let anybody get away with that. That's just like, normally we call those boneheaded plays, right? Like, a defender's got to know better plays. Now I just got to fight those. You know, and my retort has regularly been for the last year, this is what you should feel bad about. Either the Chiefs are paying the referees in order to do it, or the league is fixing it. If your quarterback was better or had more money, then maybe they'd fix it for you. What do I care?
That's fantastic. If you don't like the fixing, you should fix better.
Yeah, dig in your pockets. Your owners are cheap asses.
Opponents. Yeah. That's fantastic. Sad what happened with Isaiah Pacheco. I thought he was running. We had finally gotten Pacheco back, where I thought he was running with his trademark aggression. I loved what I had been seeing. And this is a bummer that it looks like he's going to miss how long? Like a month?
Yeah, with the bye week, it might end up being that. I think there's a chance he misses 2 or 3 games.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Let's hope Rashard Smith can do something special with this opportunity. You know, I'm really excited to see more what he can bring to the table.
Wait on fantasy purposes unless it's full point PPR. But in the meantime, just see what plays out.
Yeah, let's play that out. And I think if you are in a pinch, Rashard Smith is, you know, if you're just like, if you're only looking for 8 PPR points, Rashard Smith is in that conversation. You're like, just don't give me a 0. Don't give me like a 3. Rashard Smith's going to get enough activity where I think you can throw him in a lineup and figure he's going to get 4 catches, 40 receiving yards. That's 8 PPR points. And then he's going to run the ball. What do you think? With Pacheco out, he runs the ball 5-6 times?
Yeah, maybe.
Something like that. You know, there's 20, 30 more yards. And, you know, there's your 10-point PPR day for him, for Rashard Smith. Not the worst pivot. The best pivot of the day, if you're stressed at running back, it's Bam Knight against Dallas.
Yeah.
That's the guy to go get. I like that angle right there.
Yeah, I'm relying on him in a couple leagues this week, and that is for sure. Paul Chargian, our fantasy football expert here on 96.5 The Fan. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.